Right on, guys. I'm Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio. Thanks so much to Farmer Tom. You can find him at farmertomorganics.com. Yeah, what's up, Herb? Cavi Gold in the house. Yeah. I'm Herb Thrasher. I'm with Herb Age Designs, 420 Radio, and executive director for Portland Normal. And I'd definitely like to thank this, my main man right here, for wearing that Normal shirt. Yeah, give it up. Normal's been doing great things since 1970, all the way here in 2016, and we're still doing things. We're in a legalized world now. You guys are definitely ahead of Oregon, and we're at a new stage. I like to call it, we're at a kind of like a detail stage, you know? It's like we worked so hard for so many years to get legalization, and we thought we were just gonna get high and have a good time afterwards. And now what's happening is we've gotten legalization, we've gotten here, but other people behind us and around us are creating our system. And that's not right. We should be the ones creating our system. We're the ones that have driven it this far to get our legalization. We're the ones who have innovated all our products. I mean, so many great products, so many great vendors, innovators. I mean, you've even got a pretzel pipe nowadays, for crying out loud. A pretzel pipe, dude. Stoner head, dude, sitting around. What can we do? What's new? What's next? So many glass pipes, so many bongs. I know, a pretzel pipe. And so great things like that is what the cannabis community has always been kind of innovated, because we come up with our products. Concentrate world, the whole oil world is a great, great example. I mean, that has come on so fast, and it's part of our community, and now it's kind of embedded in the whole cannabis community. And so many great things are going on. As I mentioned, I'm 420 Radio, and I love music, man. I love cannabis, and the whole world's for so long have been put together. You know, the greatest stoner rock tune of all times, Black Sabbath's Sweet Leaf, was written back in 1969, for crying out loud. I mean, this is how long things have been going on, and rock and roll has been embedded. You know, we've always loved Bob Marley and we love Jerry Garcia, but rock and roll and heavy metal has always been a part too, and a lot of us do this. And so it needs to be part of our communities as we keep going. And so 420 Radio loves to embrace the bands. You know, a lot of these bands deserve to be going on tour from state to state and deserve not to be pulled over and harassed. You know, so many bands, you guys don't know the stories, but many bands get pulled over. They get searched, you know, van, long hair, black shirts, wearing sunglasses. No, but you know, we all deserve to be free. And as we create our industry, hopefully California in 2016 will be a trifecta here in the Northwest. And then we'll be in the West Coast now. And then the East Coast, other states are looking at voting as well. Maryland's doing good. Maine, come on, Maine, let's go. And then we could have this sandwich and just pull into this weed sandwich. And it would be cool to be legalized and keep this movement going. As I mentioned, I'm also executive director for Portland Normal. And I do that because I still feel like activism is important. We're in this legalized world and we definitely need to change. We need to change with it. But our activism needs to stay remain. And this is a great event that persuades that and keeps it going. We need to keep Hemp Fest going. 25 years, we need 26 years. You know, they're putting out articles now, and I'm hearing is Hemp Fest needs to die. It doesn't need to die. We need to grow it even more and keep our community going. We'll change this event. Keep it going. So you guys just keep supporting the community. It's so important to be involved. All you bands, all you rockers out there, keep rocking. Let us hear from you, man. You guys keep it up. It's good stuff. I've also Herb Age Designs, and I started that back in 2003 because I felt like we needed a company that was more than just about smoking, more than about pipes and weed and bongs. And so I started a gift and apparel company, and it's been a great ride ever since. And so I'd like to encourage all you guys out there, if you think about joining the cannabis industry as a business, do it. Go for it. We need jobs. We need to keep pushing this forward. We need to keep mainstream going. You know, one of the things that always caught me was urine testing. You guys like urine tests? You know, when you apply for a job, you have to look at the jobs and you have to assume which ones are going to urine test you and which not. That's right. See, there you go. But it was, you know, there's this world and there's this whole thing that we're going. So everybody join activism. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep supporting this community. and keep supporting groups like Normal and the Seattle Hemp Fest. Keep rocking. Congratulations to Cavi Gold Records. You know, I've been watching these guys grow for a long time, supporting many, many bands, and I'd like to give them a huge congratulations. This is their first year here, right here, and they've been growing too, man. They started on a little van down there, and they've been doing it, and now they've got many great bands. So definitely check out Cavi Gold Records and Caviar Gold. Shout out to Scott McKinley and all the bands. Keep rocking, guys. I'm Herb Thrasher. Happy Hemp Fest!